Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Your lack of pleasure in your life is causing you to binge and emotionally self-soothe with food in the evenings. There might be certain things that you are doing right now that is blocking you from experiencing pleasure. And when I first heard of this concept of having more pleasure in your life, I'm like, how is that? That doesn't impact my binging. I remember I used to own a fitness studio with my husband back in 2018. And I worked a lot. It was work. And even like going and getting a massage, I felt guilty. I'm like, I can't take time. Like I would do my morning routine. I would work out, but I'm like, even going for a massage, like I felt like I felt so guilty, you know, and that's a form of pleasure. And the more pleasure you have in your life, the less binges you're going to experience. They are connected. And I didn't even realize this. And I didn't even know the ways that I was subconsciously blocking myself from experiencing pleasure. So I want to share the different ways that you might be experiencing a blockage of pleasure for yourself that you might fully be aware of. You're like, yep, I do that. But maybe you don't recognize how it impacts your relationship with food, or maybe you don't even recognize that you're blocking yourself from experiencing pleasure. So one of the ways of blocking yourself from having pleasure is avoiding being intimate with your partner. And again, like I was thinking back to my journey, and when I was binging and I was bloated, I was like, the last thing I wanted was for my partner to touch me. I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, don't even look at me. Don't even touch me. I'm like, ugh, I just felt disgusting. And that is you choosing to not be intimate with your partner is you blocking yourself from experiencing pleasure, isolating yourself and not going to social events, like just staying at home. That's you blocking yourself from experiencing pleasure. Going to the gym and forcing yourself to work out a certain way or to work out for X amount of time or to burn X amount of calories versus working out the way that you want to. That's you not experiencing pleasure. And then depriving yourself from your favorite foods, right? That is you not experiencing pleasure. So let's break this down. Your partner asks you to be intimate and you're uncomfortable and you say no. Because you're like, maybe you just binged, maybe you're having a bad body image day, so you say no. So because you didn't get that boost of pleasure in a healthy, self-serving way through being intimate with your partner, it's just so easy to just go into the pantry to binge, to try to get that need met of pleasure, right? Because we all need pleasure. But if you're not going to get it through being intimate, as one example, then it's like, well, I didn't get my daily dose of pleasure. And I'm not saying you need to be intimate every single day. I'm not saying that. This is just one way. But I'm saying if you don't experience that pleasure, for example, you know, not being intimate, you might not see that it's related to your binging. But because pleasure is a basic human need, it's like, well, I need pleasure. And maybe the only way that you know how to experience pleasure right now is through binging. The only way that I knew how to experience pleasure for a really, really, really long time was through food. Because I would not be intimate, I wouldn't want to go out to social events, and I wouldn't even go get a massage. Like, there was no pleasure in my life. So I'm like, of course I'm going to binge. We all need pleasure. And if you don't get pleasure in healthy, self-serving ways, you are going to get it through self-destructive ways, through binging and numbing out. Okay. So that's one example. The social event example. When you don't show up to the social event, because you are so stressed out about like all the food, all the calories. Maybe you haven't seen a friend in a really long time and you're like afraid that they maybe might make a comment about like your body or whatever the case may be. You end up staying home, but then you feel bad because you're staying home. You feel bad for not showing up, and then you feel lonely. And what do you do when you feel lonely? What do you do when you want to comfort yourself? This is when you turn to food to get comfort. There would be so many times I would not show up to social events. And in the moment, it was like, I don't want to show up. I was so confident in that. But then I felt bad because I'm like, I am like, what am I doing? I'm like, literally, I'm sitting here and everyone else is having an amazing time. And here I am like by myself and just like eating, you know, and it's hard, right? And then it's like, you need to self-soothe because you feel bad. So not only are you binging because you didn't go to the social event and you didn't experience pleasure, but then it's like, you're feeling lonely, so you need to comfort yourself, and then you feel bad for not showing up. And there's so many different emotions that come with that. Another example, you're on your way from work, you're on your way to your house from work, and you're like, oh, I need to go to the gym. I have to go to the gym. You're forcing yourself, you're so tired, and you're like, literally, all I want to do tonight is just come home, relax on the couch, and just like have a chill out night. Like, I'm so tired. But you force yourself to go to the gym. And then you get home after you go to the gym and you do your thing, and you're even more exhausted. And then it's really easy to convince yourself, well, I need to eat because I'm so tired. So I need energy. I never forget, I had this one client that I worked with a few years ago, and she was a truck driver, and she would be up at like 4 a.m. and she would get home really late. And she would always tell me, like, you know, come the evenings, like the evenings were the worst for her because of course she was out all day and then she would come home and it would be a long day. And she would say, like, I'm just so tired. And I keep telling myself, like, I just want to go eat something for energy. And I kept on telling her, I said, you don't need energy at 9 o'clock at night. Like, your body needs to relax. Like, your body is literally tired. Your body is asking for rest. But how easy is it to convince yourself, like, I need energy? And yes, of course, food is fuel, but you don't need energy at 9 o'clock at night. Like, you need to go rest, right? So some things to think about. Another way that you're blocking pleasure is, like I said, you are not allowing yourself to have the food that you want. So you just finished lunch and you're like, a cookie would really sound good right now. But instead, you're like, no, I got to do good. You push it off. You try to stay busy. You try to, like, you know, distract yourself and send out these emails and talk to you with your coworkers, whatever it is. So then come the end of the day, when you're so deprived, right? Instead of just having the one cookie that you could have had after lunch, you're like, screw it. I'm extra deprived. Like, I'm not even experiencing a craving right now. I'm experiencing an urge because it's so intense. It's not even like I can try to distract myself. Like, this urge is demanding and it feels like I have to give in. So then you end up having 10 cookies. Do you see how you blocking yourself from experiencing pleasure, you not having enough pleasure in your life, is directly related to the nighttime binging, self-soothing with food, comforting yourself in the evening, trying to get that need met? And like I said, pleasure is a basic human need. We all need it. It's not like some people do and some people don't. We all need it. Your brain is hardwired to move you in the direction of pleasure. And if you're not getting pleasure in these healthy, beautiful ways, you will get it through destructive ways like binging and numbing out. And food is one way of experiencing pleasure. You guys hear me talk about this all the time, like, have satisfying meals, enjoy what you're eating. But it shouldn't be the only source. Like, if you are literally so excited to come home from work, and this used to be me, you're so excited to come home from work, to go into the pantries and just numb out, like, that should, like, binging should not be your source of pleasure. But also, food shouldn't be your only or your main source of pleasure. Food is a source of pleasure. You should enjoy your meals, but it shouldn't be the only source. And when I think back to my journey in 2018, food was the only source of pleasure I had. Like I said, I never went out to social events because I would always isolate myself. Didn't want to be intimate. like all these things. Like I wouldn't even go get a massage. Like I never really experienced a lot of pleasure. So of course, if you don't have pleasure, it's like you want to binge in the evening, right? You want to, right? So allow yourself to be intimate. Even on those days you're having a bad body image day or you're feeling bloated, go to the social event. Don't isolate yourself at home. Go to the social event. Allow yourself to laugh, have fun, rest when your body is tired. Like actually listen to your body. Unwind in the evening. If you want to chill out, watch a TV show, do it without guilt. And then honor your cravings. Let yourself experience the pleasure from the food and the snacks. Like I said, you're allowed to experience pleasure from food. Like food is good. Food is delicious. But if you're, again, if you're depriving yourself, if you're restricting yourself, there's no pleasure. And then you're forcing yourself to go to the gym. There's no pleasure. And then your partner asks you to be intimate, and then there's no pleasure. So no pleasure, no pleasure, no pleasure, no pleasure. Where do you think you're going to get your pleasure from? So the more you can experience pleasure in your life, the less binges you are going to have. The desire to numb, to self-soothe with food is literally going to go away because you are so high on your own life that you don't need to get high off of a binge. I never thought I would stop my nighttime binging because I would eat healthy all day. And then, like, come the evenings, it was clockwork. It was autopilot. It was like, even if I wasn't stressed or whatever, it was like every night I would just binge or I would need something. Like I couldn't just like watch TV without like needing something. Like some people would just be able to, you know, I would see these people just like watch TV and I'm like, you're not gonna have a snack or like, you know what I mean? And now it's like there's no desire to binge. However, I can still eat something in the evening, but I can have a decent portion of something and move on with my night. And this is what I'm going to be teaching you inside of Break the Late Night Binge. So, Break the Late Night Binge is my program designed to help you stop binging and emotional eating in the evening. So, you can eat in the evening. You can, but the way that I'm going to teach you is going to allow you to have a bowl of ice cream and move on with your night. Have some popcorn or have some chocolate after dinner to satisfy your sweet tooth and then move on with your evening. This is not about depriving yourself. It's not about staying busy. It's not about closing the kitchen at 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock. It's not about going to bed early or brushing your teeth. Those are quick, thick tactics that will not sustainably end your nighttime binging. You need to get to the root of it, right? And like I talked about this whole pleasure concept, I'm going to help you add more pleasure into your life. I'm going to teach you brain-based tools that you can use first thing in the morning, what you can do during the day to prevent nighttime binges from happening. Because you guys, it's going to be so much easier for you to not binge and self-soothe with food when you don't have that urge. Some of you guys are like hoping and praying that you don't binge at night, but you're not using any tools. You're just like, I hope I don't do it. Well, you can't stop your nighttime binging through motivation. You can't stop your nighttime binging by just telling yourself in the morning that you're not going to binge. Because you can have the best intentions when you wake up in the morning. Maybe you binge the night before and you're still full and you're bloated and you're like, I'm never going to do that again. And then come the evening, you're like, oh, just like one more time. Like tomorrow's going to be better. And then it's like tomorrow's going to be better. And then it's just like one more time, a million times over again. So I'm going to help you build up trust around all foods. So you can eat in the evening if you want a snack, but you can do it in a way where you have a controlled portion and you move on with your night. You're going to feel so freaking proud of yourself that you didn't binge, you didn't self-soothe with food, you had a decent portion, you go to bed, you have an amazing sleep, you wake up in the morning, you feel like a freaking badass, you have so much energy, you feel light in your body, you feel amazing. You can get in a workout because you're not inflamed and bloated and still full from last night's binge. You can actually wake up hungry and excited for breakfast, not questioning, like, should I eat because you're still full from how much you ate last night. So, if you know that for the most part, you can do well all day, but come the evenings after dinner, you always need something sweet. You always have to be eating. Like, even if you're not hungry, you're just mindlessly snacking, you're binging, you're self-soothing with food. Maybe this is the only time that you have some time for yourself. It's the only time you experience pleasure. I'm going to help you switch this up so you can completely stop your nighttime binging, emotional eating, and self-soothing with food in the evening. So We are starting next week this program, Break the Late Night Binge. The early bird pricing ends on Saturday. So if you are interested and you want to join this program, you can message me, Break the Late Night Binge. I'll send you all the details. I'm so freaking excited. This is one of my most popular programs. All my clients love it. It's so profound. So I'm so excited. If you are interested, just message me, Late Night Binge, and I will send you all the details. And I cannot wait to see you there.